All right, guys, welcome to Property Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Bryce Kaminsky, filling in for Dave Dubow. And if you've ever wondered how a massage therapist became a successful commercial property investor, my guest today, Brittany Bima, not only made the leap, but transformed neglected spaces into thriving hubs. Brittany, welcome to the show. Excited to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to sharing my experience and hopefully helping some others along the way.
Yeah, so a lot of times, the generic question that comes up at the networking events or whatever is, how did you get started in real estate? Usually it has something to do with a rich dad, poor dad book or something like that. So tell us, how did this all get started for you?
Yeah, good question. The funny thing is, I have that book, right? Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Still haven't read it. Definitely on the to-do list. But I was born an entrepreneur. My dad came here from El Salvador. And my entire life, he's been a business owner, and he's owned his commercial space my whole life, at least. And it's just something that I was born into, and that's all I knew is to be my own boss and make something of myself and of our family. So literally going right out of high school, becoming a massage therapist, I started renting commercial space at 18 years old, and I was renting for literally 10 years of commercial space. And just over the years, just kind of getting more and more frustrated. I'm like, another rent payment going towards that landlord, another rent. I'm paying for their asset to be paid off. So, and then just a lot of times along the way too, their locations wouldn't necessarily, how do I say, go along the lines of my vision for my business. If they had, let's say, coffee, or they had other things that were not along the natural side, and I'm in the more natural health care side space. And yeah, it was just, I had to make it my own, and I knew I had to throw real estate into there. So yeah, long story short, I got to the point where I decided if I need to continue with what I'm doing, basically scaling my business, getting other natural healthcare providers in my office, that I have to have a facility to scale that, because I couldn't scale myself within a couple square. I would say at first I started off with like 600 square feet, and then I scaled to, I think my last office was like a little bit under 1,000 square feet, or maybe 1200 square feet. So the more I would say successful that I got in my business, the more I actually said, okay, I have to get a bigger property. So, and actually be one of my own. So then, I basically immersed myself in educating myself about real estate, and I needed to know, okay, what am I've bought my personal or my residential home before, but I never dug into the whole experience of commercial, and it's a whole nother ball game. I actually got frustrated with a lot of the agents in our area that they had no idea of my needs and wants as far as commercial goes. A lot of them were just, residential. They didn't really know the business side. They had no idea about tenants, because the healthcare providers in my office, they're not even employees, they're tenants. So already I kind of accidentally got into the landlording business because of that. So it was a good 2 years of aggressively trying to get into my building, and some of them fell through. Some properties didn't go through because of doing the due diligence, doing the research, and I had to, of course, spend money on inspections and all this stuff, but it was worth it. And I would say about a year into the process, I just got so frustrated with a lot of the agents that I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go and get my real estate license and actually educate myself further. So got my real estate license and specialized in commercial, took some more commercial classes, and yeah, now I'm a commercial broker. So yeah, it's helped out tremendously. I closed on my property December 15th of last year, so it's coming up on a year. And I got licensed that same week on real estate. So it's kind of crazy that it's coming up on a year for both. So out of frustration, I would say, is how I got into it. And that's kind of how I market myself, well, to my clients as well, to be like, hey, I can help other small business owners achieve their dream of getting their, you know, I would say dream location.
Yeah, help them navigate the process. You can't really have a McDonald's in the massage industry in the same thing.
No,
it's like right next to the healthcare provider, there's like a McDonald's or something. So at least you're in control of the space now. Tell me, what do you like most about the commercial space as far as helping people navigate the purchases of and finding commercial spaces?
So exactly what you said, as far as like, you know, you can't have one next to another. I mean, traffic and walkability is huge. So as far as my commercial clients, like if a Planet Fitness is there or a gym is there, then you're going to want other things that are in alignment with that. Mm-hmm. So even grocery stores, you're seeing, you know, grocery outlets being really close to them, Whole Foods, all that stuff. Location, of course, is everything, but it's the numbers that make sense too. That's the big thing. So that's why some or actually even being lendable as well, finding the right lender. The first deal that I was under contract with, it was in 2020, and the lender, it was just, the numbers weren't right on it. I thought I was going to get a good deal on it. I would say it was, but I'm glad it didn't work out, because it wasn't, the numbers weren't, the lending aspect wasn't right for it. So just kind of advising my clients, hey, try out a different lender, or try it, go get another quote, whatever it may be, like shop around like people do for car insurance, basically, mm-hmm. I say. So
yeah, with the lending, you know, there's more than one bank in town. So
absolutely.
With what you've done so far, you know, with looking for property and ultimately becoming a licensed realtor, what do you find comes easily to you that other people might find difficult in this business?
I would say, since I'm a small business owner and I've already established so much clientele in my area, I can't really speak for that in different areas, because, I mean, I'm not known in other areas, but it's just I would say, even the fact of talking to people and gaining their trust, no matter what business that you're in. So I've already gained people's trust in the wellness space, being a massage therapist and a personal trainer and wellness coach, that if they trust me with their themselves, their bodies, their grandmas, their moms, you know, just, you know, their kids, then of course they're just transferring that business over to the real estate space. So if they trust you in one area of their life, they're going to try, hopefully, most of the time, trust you with another area in your life. So they're using you for a different service.
Yeah. The trust that you built up, you're finding that it's translating well. So where do you want to go in the next 12 months? What does the future look like for you and your business?
I'm actually in the process of going into contract for my next investment. And the funny thing, well, I got two big projects coming up. I'll kind of backtrack. So the current location that I bought, it came with two parcels. The second parcel is bare land. It's a great location, right next to each other, but they're in a great location because it's right in town, right next to a hospital, right next to schools and stuff. So very high traffic and visibility. And I'm converting that bare ground into a food truck park. So creating a space for other small businesses to come in and provide their business and their service. So and their tenants as well. So it's just me getting creative, and how do I maximize my property to, you know, to make more income for every square inch, basically. So yeah,
maxing it out, running it like a business. So, you know, with all you've accomplished so far in real estate and business, what would you say your biggest obstacle is these days?
Biggest obstacle, of course, is funding. Basically, that would be the biggest thing, because the deals are there. Like, literally, if you get with a good broker, especially a commercial broker that is constantly looking at deals and not just for themselves but other people, that's it's huge. So you can get on a contact list, email list, or whatnot, and there's tons of opportunities where it's like, oh man, I wish I had all the money in the world to invest in, to help these places that have so much potential. Because that's the thing, you got to get creative, and like, a lot of stuff isn't turnkey, but it's up to that investor to get creative and basically make something out of nothing, what other people would just drive past and not really realize the potential in it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's making money, it's probably not for sale. So then that's really where the opportunity lies. Now, how did you go about funding your current deal, the current project? Did you have to self-finance that, or did you raise some capital to get into that space?
Yeah, I self-financed. I actually had some equity in my personal residence. I refinanced, I would say, I think 2021, but I should have refinanced a little bit earlier when the rates were a lot lower. But I was just dragging my feet, kind of analysis paralysis, right? You're kind of scared, and I knew I had to do it. But I was just like, I never had refinanced before, and I had to do it. So I just pulled the trigger, and that was before I actually even found out about the current location that I got. So I just kind of was sitting on that money until it came along. So I knew it was going to come along. It's just, my advice is to people is for financing, if you do have equity at home, and you can refinance for a good rate or whatever it might be, sit on it and be ready, because when that deal does come along, your dream deal, it'll go like that. So
Yeah,
yeah,
be ready.
definitely be ready and be aggressive, because I put my offer down, and before I can even, my lender could even, I think it was, yeah, before he can get me the pre-qualification, or pre-approval letter, someone else had put a cash offer down on the property. And I was so devastated, because I was like, no, I've been going through this whole time, and someone else is going to get it from underneath me. And literally, tears were shed. But thank goodness I put a good enough offer that was definitely closer to asking, and I got it. So that was great. But yeah, definitely the financing part, it helped that I had equity in my current home. So that's why I even tell people, just in general, just buy your residence first, because that will open the doors to other opportunities down the road.
It's like a
So,
forged high interest savings account. You got the equity, plus you never know what the market's going to do. So, what's one of your strategies that you're employing these days to start bringing in outside funding for your next project?
the next strategy is, since I am a licensed realtor and commercial realtor, and I'm helping others find deals and whatnot. So the more deals, obviously, I get, the more income and the more funding that I get for my own deals. I'm pretty much, because I still have my massage and my personal training business that pays for the bills, but my real estate business, that's funding my own deals. Also, if there's a deal on the MLS, and let's say I'm the one representing myself, my commission, I could put that towards the deal as well. So that's really handy as well. That's one strategy. And then also seller finance. So I recently just did a seller finance summit in the Seattle area, and it really helped. I have a mentor, actually two mentors, that have been helping me with seller finance. So
Yeah,
trying
there's a
to.
lot of seller finance in that space because typically, they've owned them for a few years, so they've got a little bit of equity that they might be able to lend you, but you do have to know how to bring that up. A lot of people just think that they have to go get a new mortgage. So definitely on in the commercial space, you've seen a lot more seller financing than in the residential space. So you know, how are you expanding your network these days to get in front of more investors and, you know, prospective clients?
Yeah. Well, going to real estate meetups. In my area, we're definitely a smaller area, so we don't have as much meetups. So I got to travel. And it's not too far, but about 30 miles or so away to the closest real estate meetup. And that's in the Tri-Cities, Washington area. And then I did go to that real estate summit in the Seattle area. So, and then social media, of course. So that's a big thing. So I met them at first online, and then I meet them in person when they do have their events. I sign up, I go, bring cards, all those things. I'm actually creating a real estate meetup for my local area. Since I'm literally born and raised in my area that we all know each other. So, I told a few of the investors in the area, hey, let's have a meetup. And they're actually all game for it. And I'm going to have it at my office, actually. So it's a pretty big space that we can all get together and stuff.
Yeah, it's a great way to, you know, connect with people is just put on the networking event. If you can't find one, just start one, meetup.com, and people will show up. So are you more of a find the deal person than the money, or do you prefer to have your capital lined up and then go looking for deals?
I think it would be smart to get the capital lined up first. Kind of how my first deal was I had that refinance done and in place and just waiting until I got the right deal. But now as time is going on and I'm like, wow, I'm finding the deals first. I need to get on the funding. So yeah, it kind of depends. All depends on what your financial situation at the point is. So yeah, it kind of depends on the deal on it. I mean, and where you're at financially.
Yeah. And whether there's a vendor take back to be had as well. So when you're presenting these deals to your possible investors, how do you go about doing that for people who are just getting into the space? What would be some tips that you have?
Yeah. So I get really creative and each deal is so different. You know, let's say it's a multifamily or whatnot. And the person doesn't have the capital or whatnot, and interest rates are high or whatever the case is. And I say, you know, well, have you thought about seller financing? And they're like, no, I haven't. They're like, I usually realtors don't bring that up. I'm like, well, yeah, realtors will still get their commission if you do seller financing. That's totally fine. So there's kind of like a lot of realtors won't even bring those things up because they're not educated in the space. So just finding that realtor or agent that is an investor themselves, it really helps. So that's, I kind of just educate them on seller finance, on my lenders that I use personally, and then just collaborating with them. If it's the right deal too, I'll even offer to be a part of it as well. There's a lot of different opportunities. So, or I actually, the good thing is of knowing so many people, I'll say, hey, I have my list of people that are willing to collaborate. Would you want to partner with this, and this person? Here's some details, or here's their contact information, you know, and just kind of be the plug from there.
So as you know, especially in the commercial space, people are investing significant amounts of money. Especially when they're investing in you and your projects, what are you doing these days to kind of build that like, know, trust? You know, you mentioned that you kind of have a track record with the people that you already know, but how are you expanding that like, know, trust to people outside of your close network?
So I basically show up. If I say I'm going to show up, I'll show up. I might be maybe because I got two kids and a couple businesses. I might be a little late sometimes. But the biggest thing is communication. So communication is huge to me. I will text and say, I'm on my way, but I'll be there. Or whatever it may be, I'm just always following up. That's huge. Never ghosting people. I'll text people, hey, sorry, you know, a day later or whatnot, but I'll always follow up. As far as trust goes too, I'll always say, I'd rather meet up in person. I mean, I know we're doing a Zoom right now, but I prefer.
Well, sometimes you got to.
You got to. But like, for example, the the podcast that I went to San Antonio, it was like I went there in person and collaborated with that investor down there. And it's like, wow, okay, a lot of these relationships, they strengthen because you're actually showing up in person. Mm-hmm. And that person knows that you're serious as well, and not just another page on social media that they claim to be a guru or whatnot. So that's a big thing. I'm like, you know what? I may not have a lot of followers, and I'm okay with that, because some of the most successful people, they don't really even have a big following. They don't, you don't,
they're under the radar. You know, that my realtor always says the best pilots fly under the radar. So
that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just his excuse not to get on social media, but
that too.
I think, well, you know, if speaking of that, you know, if people want to find out more, they want to get your help to help them navigate the commercial space or even invest in some of your projects, how do they find you? How do they connect with you? What should they do?
Absolutely. So my real estate investing page is Bima Properties LLC. And then my real estate selling, so my agent Instagram is Rise Up Real Estate LLC. So those two are my real estate related ones. I have my other ones, like my wellness center, and I have an entrepreneur one as well. Brittany Bima Fit. That one pretty much, it was first a fitness one, but now it's kind of just an entrepreneur one because everything just meshes so well. But, you know, I love it. You know, I don't love social media, but it's kind of like a love hate relationship.
You love to scroll on it, but posting on it seems like the unending task. Well, I really, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, no, I'm kind of opposite. I will post, but I'm just like so bad at keeping up with people that they're like, hey, you were on social media. You should know that this happened. I'm like, I actually don't know. I'm sorry. I have like six different pages to post on. So I'm like, I have too much to
put. Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. You know, you've really, I think the biggest takeaway tonight is just that if you're looking in the commercial space, like always investigate that seller financing. If your realtor's not bringing it up, just say, what about seller financing? That's a huge tip for the people that are trying to navigate that space, because they do have equity and they might just want a return on a thing. And if it helps close the deal, then realtors really should be investigating that, because times interest rates are where they're at. And that's a huge tip for the people listening at home. Really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. And just being aggressive. And I would say, you know, have that urgency of, if I don't do it now, how is it going to be in 5 or 10 years? Or how much is that property going to be in 5 or 10 years? So that's the biggest thing for me. My hands, after being a massage therapist for 15 years, they're tired. I have carpal tunnel and tendonitis. And I was diagnosed with that quite a few years ago, and I keep on doing it. And I'm like, okay, I know I physically can't be doing this forever. So what's my next move?
Yeah, so what's the exit strategy?
Exactly. So real estate is literally where it's at. And it's like, I know I can't build the life that I want for my kids and legacy with spending my time in a treatment room. I love helping people, but if I can help people on a bigger level and help other people build their businesses as well inside, like the new generation, I would say, of, you know, of health, natural healthcare providers, then it's a win-win. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And until next time, guys, we'll catch you on the next episode.